నమస్తే ఫ్రెండ్స్, వెల్కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు ఏఈఈఎస్ ఈ లెర్నింగ్. ఇన్ ది ఎర్లియర్ టూ మోడ్యూల్స్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఆల్రెడీ గోన్ త్రూ ది ఎక్స్ప్లెనేషన్ ఫోర్ హూ రిమైన్స్ యాజ్ పువర్, వాట్ వి మీన్ బై పవర్టీ, అండ్ వాట్ ఆర్ ద రియల్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ దట్ ద పువర్ పీపుల్ ఫేస్ both in rural and urban areas. And we also just try to find out how below poverty line and above poverty line got calculated. Now today we will just go through the facts how poverty is estimated in a country just like India. Before we go into the details, please look at the table 3.1 that is given in your book. Please go through that one. The survey made, economic survey made, and estimation is shown. You have to read both, that is given in percentage and in millions, both in rural and urban areas. After a study of this table, it clears that there is a substantial decline in poverty ratios in India from about 45% in 1993 to 94 to 37.2% in 2004 to 2005. The proportion of people below poverty line further came down to about 22% in 2011 to 2012. If the trend continues, remember, people below poverty line may come down to less than 20% in the next few years. Although the percentage of people living under poverty declined in the early two decades, that is 1973 to 1993, the number of poor declined from 407 million in 2004 to 2005 to 270 million in 2011 to 12, with an average annual decline of 2.2 percentage points during 2004 to 2005 to 2011 to 2012. So that incidence of poverty has declined both in rural and urban areas, yet we have the largest number of poor people in the whole of the world. It shows that still our rural areas face a lot of problems. There are many policies that are put forth by the government in order to improve the status of the poor people. Sometimes due to certain reasons, the policies would have overlapped, or the policies would not have been really put into practice. There would be many reasons why still we are not able to settle this particular problem. And now we will look actually who are the vulnerable groups greatly affected by this situation. Once again, you can go through the graphical representation. This is actually developed by the World Bank in 2016. Understood? India versus that poverty profile. Look at that graph and poverty line in India in 2000, and who are the most vulnerable groups. The number of poor out of every 100 persons from the category you see, from 0 to 60, it is given on the one side, and scheduled tribes, scheduled castes, average Indian poverty ratio, casual laborers from the rural areas and casual laborers from the urban areas. On the one side it is farm laborers, on the other side it is non-farm laborers. Understand? So in this particular aspect we are going to check how and who are greatly affected by poverty. Okay. All social groups and economic categories in India are not equally poverty ridden. Some of them are more vulnerable groups. The most vulnerable social groups to poverty are scheduled castes and scheduled tribes. Among the economic categories, rural agricultural labor households and the urban casual labor households are the most vulnerable groups. Poverty ratio among these groups and various vulnerable groups, you just look at once again to the graph. The table informs us that 43% of scheduled tribe people are below the poverty line. It means they are unable to meet their basic needs. Similarly, 34% of the urban casual workers and 34% of landless agricultural workers and 29% of scheduled caste people are also below poverty line. Since overall average poverty ratio in India is just 22%, the above mentioned groups having 29 to 51 or 43 poverty ratios are undoubtedly vulnerable groups. If landless casual laborers belong to either scheduled castes or scheduled tribes, they will have to bear double disadvantage. Think of the double disadvantage here. Disadvantage one is being a landless casual wage laborer household, and next one is socially they got eliminated. So in both the ways they remain poor. Some recent studies have shown that except for the scheduled tribe households, all the other three groups, that is scheduled caste, rural agricultural laborers and the urban casual labor households, have seen a decline in poverty in the 1990s. Besides this, we also find inequality of incomes within the family in India. In poor families, some members suffer more than others. Women, aged people and female infants are generally denied equal access to resources available to the family. Therefore, women, old people and girl child are the poorest of the poor among the Indian families. Shall we look at the story of Shivaraman? This may sometimes may explain well how the people are getting isolated or discriminated or depressed in certain situations. Look at the story of Shivaraman. Look at your book. Shivaraman lives in a small village in near Karur town in Tamil Nadu. Karur is famous for its handloom and power loom factories. These are 100 families in the village. Shivaraman, as a cobbler by caste, now works as an agricultural laborer for rupees 160 per day. Arundhatiyar, see that one, Arundhatiyar, that is Kobler, that stands for Kobler. And what is his earning? Hardly 160 rupees per day as a Kobler. But that is only for 5 to 6 months in a year. At other times, he does odd jobs in the town. His wife, Shashikala, too works with him. But she can rarely find work these days. And even if she does, she is paid rupees 100 per day for the same work that Sivaraman does. There are 8 members in the family. Sivaraman's 65-year-old widowed mother is ill and needs to be helped with her daily chores. He has a 25-year-old unmarried sister and 4 children aged between 1 year to 16 years. 3 of them are girls. The youngest is a son. None of these girls go to the school. Buying books and other things for school-going girls is a luxury he cannot afford it. Also, he has to get them married at some point of time, so he doesn't want to spend on their education now. His mother has lost interest in life and is just waiting to die someday. His sister and elder daughter take care of the household. Sivaraman plans to send his son to school when he comes of age. His unmarried sister doesn't get along with his wife. Shashikala finds her a burden. But Sivaraman can't find a suitable groom due to lack of money. Although the family has difficulty in arranging 2 meals a day, Sivaraman manages to buy milk once in a while, but only for his son. After listening to this story, going through the story, now you might have observed many things what actually the poor families in and around you are facing. You see that one, most of them may be belonging to the socially and economically backward class, especially scheduled castes and scheduled tribes, sometimes non-farmers, no job, and if it is a village, certainly it is landless laborers. And most of them may be belonging to a backward class or a backward caste. Now, look at the earning members of the family, either father or mother. All others are depending upon the father and mother. Imagine that if father or mother fell ill, what would be the condition of these girls and these boys or the children in their family? Think of the old people. They cannot go for a work, they cannot earn, but they may be in need of medication and many other things. At that time, really these poor people are helpless. And think of the innocent children. They lose their chance to study. They cannot grow. So, if a nation wants to progress, we should not lose these poor people. What we should do is that one, we must find out how the different states grow and different countries grow and what measures we can actually follow in order to solve this poverty in our country. And we will discuss about it in the next module. Okay, thank you.